back again, everyone, to Carve from the Rock Ministries. Good afternoon. This is Timothy Schaefer, pastor of Carve from the Rock. We're on part two of the Great Commission, and we'd like to continue with that. And we'll pick up where we left off. We were talking in our last episode about being mature in the Word of God, that once we understand the Word, then we too can teach based on Scripture, direct, instruct, and restore others from our own understanding of God as the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us in that area. Now, we will not be perfect, but we will be better as God gets us to a place of preparedness for sharing the Scripture, being prepared for our position that He's called us to do. Being in God's Word, praying, and meditating will reveal God's will for each and every one of us, each individual. We won't always have the same calling as others, even though they may be similar. But our relationship with God is on an individual basis, one-on-one. It's me and God, it's you and God, one-on-one. And I had no special qualifications in my calling, but as I studied the Word and was in the Word of God, He led me and guided me to the place where I'm today. Pastor, counselor, and I'm very grateful that I've had this opportunity. Now, I was a writer. I would take note after note going through Scripture, and what I was actually doing was creating sermons. And I didn't know that at the time, but God revealed that over time that all those study notes ended up being sermons. And so I keep a three-ring binder of all those sermons, and I can go through and look back and see where I was and where God has brought me. And He can do the same for you. But we've got to be in the Word of God, knowing and understanding the direction He wants us to go. Because without the Scriptures, we don't have the direction. The Scriptures are our roadmap to where God is taking us, where He wants us to be. First and foremost, to have salvation, to have Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And God will lead us and guide us and show us how to show others that Jesus needs to be their Lord and Savior. Getting back to our Scripture lesson plan today. So I would take notes from Scripture and prepare all through my Bible study. And this was in my daily studies. We've got to be in the Word daily to really get a grasp, a hold, what God wants us to do. And it led me in a direction to talk to people. And I actually ended up getting referred to our county, local county jail to preach. And I didn't know what to do besides going in the jail and sharing God's Word. Of course, I was scared and I had doubt. You know, when you go to the jail, the officer will let you in, but he also locks you in. So you're locked in the jail, preaching the Word of God. So that's one way to get over any kind of fear, doubt, or unbelief. Just jump in there and start preaching the Word of God. But after a short time, I knew where I was supposed to be. And as I got further into the ministry, I got to the point where, you know, being in the Word, we have to move, we have to do our part, and the opportunities will come up, and we just got to go do it. You know, there's an opportunity for preaching and teaching and evangelism and prayer, and when you seek it, you will find it, because God's will be revealed through His Word in our studies and our daily time in meditation and prayer to the Lord. We also have to know people and God, how he leads us in those to those people through his word. You know, we put forth the effort, we start moving, and God will open those doors. He will lead us and guide us. And my wife and I have prayed about this, that open the doors that need to be open, close the ones that need to be closed, and he will do it. He will do it, and God will move, especially when we give him all the glory, he moves faster. When we let ourselves get in the way, it takes time to work things out, but just focus on the Lord. So Jesus says, go ye. So go and do something. Pray for God to lead the way. Pray for the opportunity to be used by God. Be willing to do what God needs you to do. As my example was, God needed me in that jail to bring the word of God to the prisoners. And I know it was effective because I had people after they got out of that jail come to me and say, hey, you're that preacher that preached at the jail. Thank you for coming. So it was very rewarding to hear that thank you, but I felt it wasn't enough. I had to do more. There are just so many people, so many lost souls that need to hear the word of God. It may be difficult sometimes, you know, when you're preaching, there may be interruptions. But when we stay focused on Jesus, he will get us through. And he will be glorified in everything we do. You know, Jesus said, go ye therefore. He didn't say whenever you feel like it or if you have time. He commanded us to go. And in that, Jesus said, and lo, I am with you always. Key word is always. Jesus is with us always. He is present among us as a friend, a companion, a guide, our Savior, and our God. Amen. He is with us. And Jesus finishes up the Great Commission with amen. In the end of a prayer or a hymn, meaning, so be it. So when he said amen, after he said, go ye therefore and preach to all the nations, he said amen. That means, so be it. So go do it, so be it. It's also translated to be true. So when Jesus said amen at the end of the Great Commission, he meant it is the guarantee of his promise. So we must be educated and seek God's will, led by the Holy Spirit through his word, through prayer, listening for God's direction, and just go do it. Trust in God. He is with you. If God be for us, who can be against us? The answer is no one. Go. God has a plan for you. God bless you. Thank you for being with us this afternoon, and we will talk to you soon. Amen.